20th, Inauguration Day 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, and it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out, they can lock us up. We cannot give in. No more lies, no compromise. We'll battle till we win. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They talk flexibility.
War on the workers.
Every working stiff can see.
War on the workers.
Now when they poison your water.
War on the workers.
Don't pull like lambs to the slaughter.
War on the workers.
And when they foul up the air.
War on the workers.
You gotta show that you care.
War on the workers.
When they talk WTO.
War on the workers.
You best be screaming hell no.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. It's a war on public education. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time, sisters and brothers, you know it's time right now. I said it's time we started calling the shots.
Okay, and Feeney starts us off another edition of the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And we're coming to you on Inauguration Day. That's right. That's the 20th of January, 2009. There's a buzz in the country. We got some excitement here in Ashland, Oregon. And Feeney starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with War on the Workers. And KSKQ is going to bring a live concert out of Ashland, Oregon this evening. That's right. Ann Feeney is going to be with us at 7 p.m. at the Siskiyou Pub in downtown Ashland. It's an inauguration party. And I'm telling you, the official ceremony takes place in Washington, D.C. in just a couple of hours. That'll be at 8:30 our time. Pacific time is the start of the ceremony. We know that by the Constitution, by an amendment, the 20th Amendment, Obama will be sworn in before noon. So that'll happen just before noon. We can expect his speech will be about 20 minutes long, and the whole thing's going to be wrapped up and done, well, I think about in 1 hour. So from 8:30 to 9:30, about 11:30 till 12:30 on the East Coast time is the official ceremony, the swearing in. People are pretty excited about that, and by gosh, the whole country is filling up today, and we're pretty excited provided here on the Brain Labor Report. We come to you every Monday through Friday, and we're out of the West Coast here, KSKQ in Ashland, Oregon. You can hear us over the airwaves if you got a good location at 94.9 FM here in Ashland, Oregon, streaming over the internet at www.kskq.org. And did we announce ourselves yet?
Oh, we did.
Okay. Just to say it again, this is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm engineering today.
And we are excited to, it's a new era, end of an era, E-R-R-O-R. That's right. There's been a hell of an error, and it's lasted 8 years. And folks are pretty excited, I got to tell you that. Okay. Always near the top of our half-hour show, we like to bring you the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. Let's see what they're saying about the inauguration for the 20th of January, 2009. Here's the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there.
President Barack Obama, from his speech after winning the election in November. All over this country, worker activists, union leaders, and members are full of hope that the Obama administration will not only fix the broken economy and healthcare systems, but will also pass much-needed reforms to rebuild the American dream for the working middle class. Change to Win's Anna Berger.
I'm electing Barack Obama and expanding the pro-worker majority in the House and the Senate was dramatic. And I think that we've set the stage for putting workers and working families back at the top of the agenda as opposed to the bottom of the agenda.
AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuel says that labor's coming push to make sure that elected officials follow through on promised reforms will be a human rights struggle to restore the American dream.
It's not just about workers' rights, but about human rights and improving the conditions for all workers.
Labor leaders around the country welcome the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Jesse Russell has more.
With Barack Obama taking the presidential oath of office on Tuesday, labor leaders from across the country have been marking the moment with hope that it will signal a new age for organized labor. Metallic Lathers and Reinforcing Iron Workers Local 46 business manager Bob Ludwith.
The workers of our country must be told that a new dawn has arrived and the unions are ready to help them achieve and realize the American dream.
Ludwith also noted the end-of-the-year sit-in by the workers at Republic Windows and Doors in Chicago as a sign that workers are feeling empowered to fight.
Union window factory workers in Chicago have helped spark a new vitality in the labor movement.
If you think the job losses in the U.S. are bad, a leading Chinese scholar is projecting his country could see losses of upwards of 50 million jobs by the end of 2009. According to an article in Australia's The Age, the highest rate of joblessness could come from rural migrants reversing the trend of urbanization in the world's most populous country.
Here is today's economic report. Don't want to be laid up with a cold? A new study suggests plenty of bed rest in general will lessen your chance of needing to get bed rest while you're sick. The study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine discovered that people who get less than 7 hours of sleep a night are nearly three times as likely to catch a cold. And if you tend to toss and turn for less than half an hour a night, your chances of catching a cold jump by five times.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. Lots of stuff going on in Washington, D.C. About 4 million people have entered Washington. The city is all shut down in terms of transportation today. Okay, you really can't get around, well, get into the city, anything like that. Folks, the security is just incredible. But there's 4 million people there. There's a buzz going on, probably headquartered in D.C. No, it's headquartered across America. It's being focused on D.C. A lot of people have gone there. People are excited about the inaugural. People are counting down the minutes, and not long here. It's going to be the seconds. shrub will be out of here and we can reclaim our country. We can start turning things around. There's been a horrible, horrible 8 years and it's hurt the United States very, very badly. Okay, here's the plan. Going to play another song. Going to try to get a hold of State of Oregon Representative Brad Witt, who we know is in Washington, D.C. We didn't really make a real good connection on this. We got his cell phone. We don't even know what he might be doing. He's preparing back there, like 4 million people in that town for the inaugural. We're going to call him, see if we can get him on the phone. If we're successful, we might have an on-the-ground interview from Oregon State Representative Brad Witt. So that's the plan, and let's play a song while we do that. National Healthcare Now, our friend Ann Feeney. Okay, here we go. Okay, National Healthcare Now, and by gosh, that's Ann Feeney, and that's a great song. We were unsuccessful. As I was dialing up, Jason saying he heard that all the cell phone towers would be shut off today in Washington, D.C. I find such a thing very, very hard to believe, but who knows what they're doing back there. We know it's been crazy in that town for about 8 years, and we do look for some sanity here. About noon, you know why noon? Because that's officially when Shrub is out of here. We don't have him going to jail yet, unfortunately, but there's still people working on that. The man needs to be tried for crimes that he has brought about. He's really hurt the planet and he's hurt the United States. So I know they had 400 people march there in D.C. They had shoes and they started throwing shoes yesterday. That was part of the ceremony to say goodbye to Shrub. So that doesn't happen just in Ashland, Oregon. I understand they're going to have a bash, an inaugural bash in Petaluma, California. They're throwing shoes there too. So I know city council person Eric Navickas took a little heat, he and his girlfriend, for having some performance art here in Ashland where people threw their shoes. That's right. In support of the journalist who threw shoes at Shrub a month or so ago. By the way, there's a lot of people who got a lot of shoes to throw at the man, and we can't wait till he's out of here. Noon. Yahoo! It is an exciting time for the United States of America. And by the way, I do understand that Cheney yesterday pulled a muscle in his back. He was moving boxes into his new house. And for the ceremony today, you'll see Dick in a wheelchair. And that's the truth. He pulled a muscle. Guess he has to move those boxes himself. That's kind of surprising. I thought he had a whole herd of people did everything he told them to do, like Shrub does. And by gosh, the whole crew's out of there. Most exciting thing I can think of. Okay, here we are on the Brain Labor Report. Pretty excited, hoping that Brad Witt might call us back. Brad Witt's a state representative for the state of Oregon. He's up north, and you know why we like Brad on the Brain Labor Report? He is a worker-friendly state of Oregon legislator. That is right. He stands up for working people. And Diane Rosenbaum's another one. Have you heard of Diane? She's another state of Oregon representative. But by gosh, we got her own from right down here in Ashland, Oregon, Peter Buckley. And Peter's got a tough job this year in the state of Oregon legislature. He is joint chair of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. And by gosh, a billion here, a billion there. They got a couple billion to cut out of the state of Oregon budget today. So with that in mind, Jason lets us know we have queued up another song for you on the Brain Labor Report. Mr. David Rovics and whoever wins in November. Hey, Jason, good choice. Let's listen to David Rovics right now. Here we go.
Whoever wins in November in Boston Bay to the Mexican Gulf, all the peepers will say the people have spoken and shown us their will. From the Great Plains of Wyoming to the Capitol Hill, whoever wins in November, the moon it will rise, and the mothers will weep to the sound of the cries of the kids in their mansions and the kids in their shacks. Farm workers will toil with the sun on their backs. Whoever wins in November, the frat boys at Yale, we'll all toast to democracy and tell many a tale. The bombs will keep falling, the flags they will wave, and they'll cheer on their new leader, the latest corporate slave. Only for death, whichever face he has on, we will build a new world and set us all free. Once we drive the whole lot of them right out of DC, whoever wins in November.
D- David Rovics. Thank you, David. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report this morning on Inauguration Day. Got a bit of a buzz going on. I'm getting all fired up today. I'll tell you why. Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is it is Inauguration Day, and there's a buzz around the country. We have it for you right here on the Brain Labor Report. Shrub is out of here officially at noon. By the United States Constitution, I think it's Amendment Number 20, says that by noon we have to have the new person sworn in. His name would be Barack Obama, our new president, a community organizer. We've made president of the United States of America. That will happen just prior till noon. Then at noon, we can expect his acceptance speech. That'll take about 20 minutes, we're told. And I think the whole there'll be some music at the end of it. And by gosh, should all be done by around 9:30 West Coast time. Of course, that'd be 12:30 on the East Coast. So that's the excitement. Tonight, we are going to have an inauguration party here in Ashland, Oregon at the Siskiyou Pub. Patrick, the owner, is hosting this. And we are hosting Ann Feeney. That's right, best labor singer in the United States, Utah Phillips, the late, great Utah Phillips, has said about Ann, and we'll be here partying and looking forward to that. 7 o'clock at the Siskiyou Pub in downtown Ashland. Only hold about 60 folks in there. You might want to show up early. We are going to celebrate with a concert from Ann Feeney. One song she might play tonight, we're going to play for you right now. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? Well, with that, let's listen to Ann right now. Here we go.
To the 8-hour day.
folks. Whatever happened to the 8-hour day? That's Ann Feeney. We're going to play another song from her as we go out of here today on the Brain Labor Report. Ann Feeney will be in Ashland, Oregon. We have an inauguration concert. We're pretty excited about this. She was our guest Friday on the show, and we know she's in down in California, has been participating, singing songs, having a concert there too. I'll tell you what, at the Western Workers, that's the big labor arts conference they have. It's an annual event in California. She'll be here in Ashland, Oregon, 7 o'clock at the pub tonight. And by gosh, come on down. You might want to be there a little bit early. This will be broadcast live out of the Siskiyou Pub by KSKQ. Pretty exciting to hear about that. That'll be available around the planet over the internet at www.kskq.org. And okay, We Do the Work is going to be the last show we last song we play as we go out today on Inauguration Day with the Brain Labor Report. This song also, it's all Ann Feeney today, is a song by Ann Feeney, We Do the Work. We're talking about people who do the work in this country, ordinary working people. They are the heroes of this country. They're the best investment for an economic recovery. Support the Employee Free Choice Act, and that's the way to go. Okay, with that, we're out of here, folks. Come to the concert tonight. Listen to us live anywhere on the planet at KSKQ. Okay, everybody, we're pretty excited. We're out of here. We Do the Work. Ann Feeney, here we go.